Cellist Stefan Koch discovered the mostly overlooked music of Austrian composer Richard Stur nearly 100 years after it was composed. Mr. Koch believes the music is largely unknown due to Stur's Jewish background and his history of being forced out of Nazi-controlled Austria in the late 1930s.
When the Nazis first took over Austria, the idea of mass extermination of the Jews hadn't really... I'm sure they had thought of it, but they hadn't acted on it yet. So the idea was simply to get rid of the Jews, to force them out, to silence them. That's what happened to Richard Stur.
Fortunately, Stur escaped Nazi-occupied Austria and immigrated to the United States, where he became an educator and continued to compose music for the rest of his career. Mr. Koch believes the timing of Stur's decision to leave Austria saved his life, but it also crippled Stur's career.
I think that a tremendous injustice was done to him. You know, the Nazis simply wanted to silence him. And in a sense, they got what they wanted. And not to make it sound too grandiose, but, you know, I just don't want to live in a world where that can happen to an artist.
Mr. Koch loves the music and the story behind it, and he's traveled around the world sharing the compositions and story of Richard Stur, even to Germany and Austria, where Stur's work is unknown to most, despite their great interest in classical music. Mr. Koch is presenting on the life of Richard Stur and performing Stur's music at Utah State University on Friday. For more information and an extended interview with Stefan Koch, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Mikey Kettinger.